It's the superintendent of the Lansing School District, and he's on the other end of our McLaren Health Plan phone lines. Mr. Wallace, how are you?
I'm doing wonderfully well, Tony. How are you this morning?
Thanks so much for coming on the program. I'm doing pretty good myself. Got a fresh cup of coffee because I knew I was going to be talking with you. All right. It has been decided that you are going to leave in a year. What happened here?
Well, Tony, 45 years ago, I determined the length of my tenure in education. And not only will I accomplish that during this school year, this gives me my other objective of serving as 25 years in various districts as a school superintendent. So it is a career decision that I've long awaited. And I'm at the point that I have mentored, prepared, and trained various staff over the years that when someone such as myself steps down, a younger generation can step up. So it is with that in mind that I suggested to the board that in order to have a smooth transition, that we look at an agreement that would provide for a smooth transition and the district will never miss a beat because my successor will pick up where we have left off.
Was this decision anchored into the fact that it was a tough year for the district? So many decisions had to be made, and it was tough. Your relationship between the board had to be trying. There were even some who wanted you to resign. Did that factor into your decision?
Not at all. I think you and I may have talked at the time that there was a comment made in the public session, and you know, my interpretation of that, as I share it with you, that perhaps that individual had the days mixed up. The following day was April Fool's Day, and that's just the framework in which I look at things like that, Tony. I've been in the business far too long to allow, you know, anything that you know, makes very little sense to be a part of my professional responsibilities.
As an outsider, it appeared that there was dysfunction on that board. There was much bickering. There was times when the conversation turned away from the tasks at hand and got personal and didn't seem to be very productive. Do you see that changing in this upcoming year, and do you see the relationship between you and that board changing?
Well, I always feel and hope that little bumps in the road that come with these kinds of positions will be smoothed out. The common thread is communications. And I would offer that as we improve our communications, then we improve the opportunity for us to work collaboratively together and to positively impact the youngsters that we serve.
All right, we've got it.
So I'm very optimistic.
All right, we've got a new school year coming up. What's at the top of your agenda for the next 6 months?
Obviously, budget. We have, you know, a substantial budget deficit projection, and whatever we do, we have to keep that in mind. We're looking at going out into the community and having some conversation with community members in terms of what they would like to see the Lansing School District look like, and then we're looking at the state mandates, particularly the whole area of accountability, and accountability in terms of both administrative and staff accountability, linking student achievement to individual evaluation.
Do you have an idea of what the next budget deficit is going to be, what that number is?
We had a projection of around $24
million. That people are, some people may lose their jobs and some schools may be closed and other things may have to end.
All of the above, and that's why we're launching these community conversations, because there's an awareness piece that, you know, needs to be put out there in terms of where we are and how we're going to address that while at the same time not losing our direction and focus on student achievement. So we've got to maintain the integrity of our academic programs while at the same time right-sizing the school district, reconfiguring the school district, and dealing with limited resources that we don't see any end in sight.
Final question for you. Has the MEA, has the LSEA, have all the teachers and unions involved with the Lansing School District been helpful in you handling your business?
Well, absolutely. The collaboration with all of our unions was just very much appreciated. It enabled us to balance the current the school year budget. The deficit was again 20 to 23 million. They stepped up. We met. They made concessions, and we were able to meet our June 30 timeline with a balanced budget. Now going forward, you know, we've used a lot of capital in meeting this year's target. So it is going to be very challenging as we address the current year, because we really don't have other places to go, Tony. And so we're going to get started on that with the community conversations in the next few weeks, and we'll be very active involving the community in the decisions that are going to have to be made going forward.
T.C. Wallace is the superintendent of the Lansing School District. Mr. Wallace, thanks so much for your time. I know you're busy. We appreciate your efforts. Thank you.
All right, Tony. Thank you.